Hello, and welcome to Gen X, Y, and I, a conversation with four generations of positive people featuring Real World R.
That's me.
Millennial Jen.
That's me.
Social Z Layla.
That's me.
And Not So Silent Bob.
I always say I'm still here and I'm glad.
We'll make you laugh, we'll make you think, and we'll always end on a happy note. This episode is brought to you in part by Breakwater Federal Credit Union in Houghton, Michigan. They have a special offer for our listeners. Come in for a consumer loan, mention this podcast, and they will waive the $100 processing fee. Limit one per person, membership required, and all loans are subject to credit approval. For today's episode, we're talking about if you could have a superpower, but it had to be kind of useless, what would it be?
This is a good one.
Where did this topic come from?
I don't know. When you put me and Bob in a room together, just strange things happen. So that's where it came from. But I want to introduce our guest first.
Oh, yes.
So we have Layla. What is it? What's the super Z Gen?
Social Z Layla
is in the room. And so cool because we had Layla's mom last season three, if you all remember, Erin. And so we wanted to, Bob and I want to expand the generations this year. And I said, I got the perfect person. And so Layla is here representing Z generation for this episode. So thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
Yeah. And your mom, I guess, is going to come back, hopefully.
Yes. She said she had a lot of fun last time.
Yeah. She's great too. So we'll bring her back.
Good thing she had fun because we don't pay.
We pay in laughter.
Yes. Pro bono.
Good for the soul.
There you go.
She is positive. I like it.
I told you. I had a good one. All right. Who wants to take the first bite at this one?
I'll go so no one steals mine. This is dumb. But so I would choose to have this power where when someone walked past me, whatever their favorite smell is, they would smell it. Like I would radiate whatever someone's favorite smell is. So if you like cinnamon rolls, I'd smell like cinnamon rolls.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
Like flowers. So I know that Dar's looking at me like I'm crazy.
No, I'm like a perfume fanatic. And so I can relate a little bit to this.
And you don't have to worry about BO.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about BO.
Deodorant free.
That's exactly kind of where the idea came from. But we went to the Bed Bath & Beyond trying to find a fragrance for my husband because he thought it was a lady store. And we said, no, there's a men's section. Let's go find a scent for you.
Oh, cool.
And we tried them all and we could not agree. Between me and my husband and my daughter, we all were like,
he ended
like
up with
this one.
Cinnamon roll?
He didn't end up with anything because we couldn't agree. The ones he liked, I was like, you cannot smell like that. So I thought, wouldn't it be cool if like we could, I don't know, all smell something different that we liked? So that would be my superpower. It's completely useless. But I mean, it's nice to smell something that you enjoy.
Yeah. You're like a human diffuser.
Sure.
Oh. You know, you're in the bathroom, that little squirt of spray.
Yep. That's the superpower. Because you said it had to be useless. I'm like, that seems pretty useless. But it would also be kind of cool to walk around and be like, wow, you smell good. I'd be like, I know, right?
You
can't change your smell, but the other person would smell whatever they like.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Weird superpower.
You gave it a lot of thought, Jen. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Next.
All right.
I'll do it.
Okay.
After much consultation with my entire family, I finally came up with one. I think what I would like is, and this is not totally useless. When you hear it, you're going to say, I think all of you are going to want this.
Okay. No pressure, Bob.
I would like to have the superpower of whatever I eat is healthy and low calorie.
That's not quite useless.
Smart.
No.
That's very useful.
Oh my goodness, your guys' topics are making mine sound lame.
That's why you still have time.
Okay, so you can just indulge.
Yes. You can eat whatever you want and doesn't matter. Your favorite foods, but the way your body reacts to it, it reacts in a healthy way and you don't have to worry about calories. You stay at a good weight.
I actually think scientists are working on that right now, Bob. So
yes,
hopefully you're still here for that.
I like it. I just watched an episode, a series on Netflix called You Are What You Eat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
Rough, huh?
Yeah. It was actually interesting. It was Stanford, and they had 21 sets of twins.
Oh, I watched that, yeah.
Yeah.
They had an agenda in that, though.
Yeah, there was some agenda there, but it was interesting because they made one a vegan.
Mm-hmm.
One twin was a vegan, and one was a omnivore. Is that the right word?
I think so.
So they ate healthy meat and healthy meat, and they followed them for 8 weeks, and it was interesting. So, yeah, plant-based
diet.
What
came out best?
Plant-based diet generally is the way to go, but the omnivores actually maintain more
strength.
Yep,
right?
Strength muscle. And muscle.
Okay,
yeah, but because of the protein, but it was quite interesting. Yeah, so that was a random.
But I wish I could eat Twinkies and have the same effect.
Just like Bob.
Yeah.
And he's right. We now want all of that. All of us want that superpower. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to go last?
Sure.
Or you want to go next?
I'll go now.
Okay.
So my superpower would be being able to talk to squirrels.
Oh, that's neat. I love it.
It's like Snow White-ish, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Just right? Squirrels. Just not like, all animals. Just
how about chipmunks? Would that work too on chipmunks?
No. Bob, you can't change your answer. Oh.
Well, I mean, they're the same. Aren't they the same, like,
species,
similar?
Kind of.
So
like,
I'm sure she's going to tell us why squirrels.
Okay, yes.
I don't really have a reason why. I was sitting in my kitchen eating breakfast. It was like leftover waffles from dinner yesterday. And I was like, I don't know what I'm going to have for my topic. Because my mom told me right then and there what the topic was going to be.
Yeah.
And I was like, superpower, what? That's useless? Okay, that's a little weird. So I was just sitting, eating my waffle, and there's like a squirrel running across the yard. I was like, what if I talk to squirrels?
Oh.
I was like, that's perfect. Because what is a squirrel going to give me for information? What kind of nuts they're holding in their tree? Like,
that's right.
It's useless, yeah. But fun too.
Fun,
yeah.
Exactly.
I would love to have that. It's not so much for squirrels, but for rabbits and for chipmunks. I would tell them, get the hell out of here.
Oh, yes.
Dang, Bob.
Tell us how you really feel, Bob.
I like this because I would do it with Trotter, my dog. Like, I really feel like, I mean, we communicate. Now, don't, yeah, we have interaction.
Oh,
but
my God.
It would be so fun to, like, if he talked back to me and I'm like, yeah, I got you, bro. Like,
yeah,
I understand what exactly. You're saying.
You might change your mind if you ever started doing that.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, but he communicates very,
oh,
Bob,
yes,
and Carol
does.
Just watch Trotter and
he is something else.
He will
and
tell you what
he
wants.
And if you think a squirrel, like, is small and like, can go everywhere, so maybe you could get all, like, the drama from your neighbors.
That's right. You get all the like,
all the tea.
Yeah, all the tea. See, that's,
yeah,
that's Gen Z
right there.
All the tea. Thank you. Thank you for incorporating. Okay, so I have two.
Two?
Yeah, yeah. Don't judge me.
She's an overachiever.
I am. Yeah. So one is, this is more practical, and it's not really, it's useful. 30 minutes of sleep for every 30 minutes equals 3 hours of REM sleep.
Yeah, because Dar don't sleep.
That would be my superpower. So if I slept for 30 minutes, it would be equal to 30 minutes of REM sleep.
It would be useful for you, but maybe not so much for, like, people.
Mankind.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. So that was just my one thing. But the other one that's really useless is I would, like, remember all commercial jingles.
Oh.
And if you remember from season one or two, that was my, I grew up just loving, like, jingles and TV show jingles.
Can you sing one for us?
Two all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickled onions on a sesame seed bun.
And this episode is sponsored by.
Exactly. So I am like a jingle connoisseur. So I would just, that would be my useless superpower.
I actually want to pause really fast. Do you know which jingle that is she's talking about?
Is she talking about like Burger King?
Oh, the only reason I know that is my mom sings that.
But it's not Burger King.
It's not Burger King.
You want to take another guess? Two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles.
McDonald's.
Yeah,
yes.
Do you know which one? Which burger is that?
It starts with a B.
Big Mac.
That is great. My mom, when we would go to McDonald's when I was a kid, would do that. I actually think that is your generation that would know the McDonald's Big Mac jingle.
I know it. Yep. And I used to memorize them, so that would be my useless superpowers. jingles.
I had a friend that would memorize like the theme songs to different TV shows, and I would always be, I'd quiz her, I'd be like, Punky Brewster, and she could sing it. I thought that was so cool, but I never had that power.
Just looking out of the window, watching the something, something, so.
Does anyone know what Dar's doing right now?
No.
That one I don't know.
Nobody's...
It's Good Times.
Oh.
Yeah. Keeping your head above water.
She's got it down. She does have it.
Making a way when you can.
She is grooving.
Layoff. She's having a real good time.
Yes.
You know, actually,
jingles. I would just be in my head.
If you
superpower.
Had that power, you'd probably never leave the house. You'd just entertain yourself all day. Just singing to yourself.
Yes. And that would just be fine for me. Maybe. Awesome. No, I like people, so I don't know.
What made us decide they had to be useless superpowers? That's the question I want to.
I don't know.
I don't know where it came from. Maybe it could have come from, we will always ask people to give us ideas and stuff.
Yeah. Oh,
probably
like
came from somebody who threw that out to us, and we didn't edit it. We just
we didn't. So, by the way, so we do want suggestions from our guests, and then if you could, either of you could come up with a topic off rip, like right now, what would you want to hear us talk about in a future episode?
If you could be a food, what would you be?
A food.
I'm really hungry if you can't.
Well, after Dar's singing about all beef patties and special sauce, I'm about
actually,
ready.
My mom is making burgers tonight for dinner, which is kind of funny.
Are they like grill on the grill burgers?
No, they're broiled burgers, but they're still good.
That's how I cook. My grandma taught me to broil the burgers. I wonder, what generation did that?
I'm terrible at broiling anything. I'm not one of these people that could broil anything out there. I burn everything.
I broil so much. Anyway, random tangent there.
That's okay. That's
if Bob had a superpower, he'd be good at broiling.
Yeah.
A food that would have no calories.
We could never go on picnics. Every picnic that we ever went on when the kids were growing up, we ended up in a restaurant. Mm. I mean, it was either a big windstorm that turned the thing into a blast furnace and everything burned up. I'll never forget this one time.
Boy.
We went to, this was at Twin Lakes locally, and we went to Twin Lakes, and they were drinking a lot of lemonade, and was red colored, and one got sick, and did this thing on the table, and all the plates and everything were paper. They just floated off the end of the table.
Oh my goodness!
And nobody could eat after that, so we ended up in another restaurant.
I don't know how we got there, Bob, but thanks for sharing.
That's just the tangent.
Hey, are you still hungry over there?
I thought I'd take care of that problem.
just a little bit.
So, Jen, what about you? I mean, I know you've had lots of input on lots of topics for Gen X, Y, and I, but if you could suggest a future episode topic, what would it be?
I know that... we all try to live without regret, but if there was one decision in your life that you could go back and change, what would it be?
We've got one coming up, though. Isn't it? We've got something similar to that.
I just read a really great book that talks about that, where it's kind of like, you know, I just always love the movies where someone can go back and change a life choice and see how their life would have been different, but we can't do that, so I often try not to think about it, but you guys could talk about it. I just
think
it'd be interesting.
Wonderful. Okay, so our happy note is what? What's our happy note here? useless is good.
Yeah. You never know if something useless could become useful.
Right.
Yes.
There you go.
And maybe in the future, Bob and Dar will ask more people for more input so they don't get stuck picking topics.
There you go.
Which is a good point. Yes, please give us a call or whatever. Let us know if you have any suggestions for topics.
Yeah, absolutely. We love hearing from our guests.
Yep.
Thanks for listening. If you have any suggestions you'd like us to discuss, you can email us at genxyandi@gmail.com. Also, let us know what you think of the episodes. We love hearing from you. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, Apple Podcast, Audioboom, or your podcast platform of choice. Thanks again to our wonderful sponsors, REO Acoustics, Upper Peninsula Audiology, and Breakwater Federal Credit Union.